So we know this story, you know, two fishes, five loaves, yeah. And this is following this event, you know, where Jesus is, you know, he's, you know, in the boat, he's sleeping, and the disciples are scared. He's asking them, why are you troubled? Don't you have faith? And then the disciples, you know, say, this is a crowd of people, and, you know, so Jesus, you know, we understand you have compassion. We also have compassion, but let's be practical. You know, let them go. And what does Jesus say? You feed them. You feed them. And that is when they are saying, you know, how much do you, they are giving, you know, they are giving him the earthly reason and the logic. What does Jesus do? Takes two fishes, five loaves, gives thanks, and we all know, no? We all studied in the Sunday school, yes or no? Huh? Yes or no? Okay. So, what is the point here? What is the point? Jesus is saying, you give. You give. Sometimes God prefers to work through you rather than for you. And as we go along, there is another instance where, is it written where again they were in the boat and Jesus came walking on the, yeah, it's there? Yeah, where is that? 45, yeah, what does it say? He came to them walking on the water and
he was going to pass them by.
Hmm.
But they saw him walking on the water.
Yeah.
It's a ghost, they thought.
They screamed.
Yeah.
In my Bible says they got terrified. You know, the literal translation is not literal actually, but just to help you understand. It was a situation where they actually needed adult diapers. Are you getting what I'm saying? They screamed. They got terrified, yeah.
They were all terrified when they saw him. Jesus spoke to them at once. Courage, he said. It is I. Don't be afraid. Then he got into the boat with them and the wind died down.
Yeah. You know, in the first instance, we saw that Jesus rebuked the wind, yes or no? Lot of times, you know, whenever a storm happens, you know, we say, insurance companies say, act of God. Yeah, act of God, yeah. You know, Wilson will know that, you know, act of God. You know, see, Jesus rebuked the wind because there was a demonic force in that wind, and that's why Jesus rebuke the wind. Now, the work of the devil sometimes is put in the category of God. We give God credit for something which he doesn't do. Yeah? That's why Jesus rebuked the wind. Now, Jesus, this time, you know, he's approaching, he's walking on the water, and the disciples are on the boat, and he intended to pass them by. True or true? Sometimes, you know, have you found people who said, Jesus knows everything. I am hungry, he knows he will feed me. I don't have a job, he knows he will give me. But you know what? Sometimes God will just pass you by unless and until you persuade him to come and step into your boat. Don't take it for granted that he will come into your boat. You got to persuade him to come into your boat. Then why would he just walk by? To scare you. So that you know, bhaiya, tumko jarurat hai. Yeah? But you need to persuade him to come into that boat. You know, sometimes we say faith, you know, answered prayer is the evidence of faith. Yes or no? No? Because if I have faith, I pray for situations, I get an answer. Answer becomes the evidence that I have faith. Now, sometimes faith will not work. What works is enduring faith. What faith? Given to you, you want, you know what, Audi. Huh? And if you don't get Audi, you feel, something is wrong with my faith. Okay? But there is a difference between faith and enduring faith. See, faith that brings answers sometimes may not actually prepare you to handle that blessing. But enduring faith, just a huge piece of rock, you know, you're trying to push it. Yeah, you're trying to push it. And it doesn't move an inch, yes or no? And you say, "Are yaar, faltu mein itna mehnat kiya," yes or no? But with your act of pushing, what happened? You develop muscles, yes or no? Yes or no? Huh? Did your character develop? Enduring faith not only gives you the answer, but also the character. So that when the blessing comes, you will not get crushed. Hello? So not just faith, enduring faith. You know, it's not easy. You ask him, 3-year journey, is it easy? No, it's not easy. But if it would have come before, it would have crushed him. And God loves him far too much to see that he gets crushed under the weight of blessing. Amen? Enduring faith. A renewed mind understands the difference between faith and enduring faith. Are you learning something? Verse 52.
Because they had not understood the real meaning of the feeding of the 5,000, their minds could not grasp it.
You see that? Because they had not understood about the loaves. Loaves and fish, they talk about the nature of God. Now what did they miss in this whole experience? What did they miss? They missed that, you know, during the time when God multiplied 2 fishes and 5 loaves, that miracle happened in the hands of the disciples, not in Jesus' hands. You know, 2 fishes, 5 loaves, if it was in the hands of Jesus, what an awesome sight it would have been. Yes or no? Just imagine, to feed 5,000 people. But he gave it to the disciples, and it is in their hands that the miracle happened. They missed it. They missed it. They missed the fact when God said, "You feed them." That when God says, "You do it," he will also give you the ability to do it. The enabling power to do it. When God commissions you for something, you know the word commission is co-missioning. He says, you are there, but always remember, I am also there. I will give you the enabling power. So doesn't matter what you are thinking, you know, maybe you are planning something for a huge event that will impact the city. But if God has given you the commission, he will also give you the enablement. Amen. Amen? And that is what the renewed mind is always tuned into. renewed mind lives with an awareness that God enables what He commands. Jesus tries to make them see. See, when I said you feed them, He also released the ability along with that. He will not just say, just feed them. But when He said feed them, He also released an ability for them to. That's why the two fishes and five loaves multiplied in the hands of the disciples. Yeah, I think I'm preaching so good, yeah. And you guys are, yeah, yes or no? I'm going to take hold of this message and I'm going to, you know, listen to this message because it's damn good. You believe it, yes or no? You know, if you evaluate the disciples, they did everything perfectly, yes or no? You know, according to what Jesus said, they did everything. You know, they said kingdom of God is at hand, and then they cast out the devils and they came and they reported perfect obedience, yes or no? Yes or no? But you know what? What they missed was, you know, they did not get the spiritual nutrients from the previous experience so that they could be equipped for the future problem. Think about it, brothers. The experiences that you go through, sometimes some things never change. Yes or no? Yes or no? Why they don't change? Because from the previous experience, we have not derived those spiritual nutrients to equip us for the next problem. And that is what a renewed mind does. It understands. You know, just to, you know, summarize what Jesus did was, you know, later when He's asking them, you know, He, there's another situation where He feeds 4,000 people, yes or no? Yes or no? And how many fishes are there at this time? How many fishes? No number, few. How many loaves?
Seven
loaves. And then there is some kind of a divine mathematics happening here, yeah? See, God is asking them a question. What is the question He's asking? Yeah, you know, that passage is there, right? Where He's asking the disciples, okay, come. Tell me, when there were two fishes, five loaves, how many people we fed? How many people we fed?
5,000.
Okay, when there were seven loaves and few fishes, how many people were fed?
4,000.
Divine mathematics. Yes or no? Brother Lewis, you have to tell us what this mathematics is all about. Huh? There's a lot of such mathematics problems in sense, right? Yeah? Two fishes, five loaves, 5,000 people. Seven loaves, few fishes, 4,000 people. Why is Jesus asking a question? Not seeking information, Baba. He's not seeking information. Okay, city light people, tell me how. He knows. He knows. But when He's asking a question, He's doing a favor. It is to reveal something to us about our own selves. And what is Jesus trying to help the disciples see? He's helping them see, look, you are tied to the earthly reason and logic. And kingdom of God has got nothing to do with earthly reason and logic. Two fishes, five loaves, 5,000 people were. But seven loaves and few fishes, 4,000 were fed. In fact, seven baskets were gathered. In the earlier case, 12 baskets were gathered. Just to break us free from those chains to break every chain. Jesus, they start in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain of earthly reason and logic.
Amen.
You know, a renewed mind understands the unlimited resources of God. I've always believed, you know, we as children of God have the inexhaustible resources of God at our fingertips, like this. You know what? Not to build our personal empires. And that's why, you know, there is a big problem when I have, when Christian camps are going on, Christian bookshops we visit, we keep asking for discount. Because we're tied to the earthly reason and logic.
You know, I like to still go further, but time is very less. And that's why, you know, I think I need to somewhere summarize. You know, Jesus is asking them, beware of the leaven of Herod, and beware of the leaven of Pharisees. Yeah? It's written? Yeah? Brother? Suvash? Beware of the leaven of?
Yeah.
And the disciples are asking, you know, maybe we have only one bread, that is why he's saying beware of the leaven of? You know, Jesus is, so disciples are asking among themselves, did you buy bread? So he said, no, I didn't. Why are you asking me? Ask Judas, paisa to uske paas hai na, wo khareedega. And Jesus is saying, why are you talking about bread? Yeah? He's constantly adjusting our perspective so that we can see and be renewed in our mind, transformed to the nature and the way the kingdom of God functions. Amen. And it's, you know, it's sad that 90% of the Christians in churches do not understand the power of a renewed mind. And it's my prayer to the Lord that God give us that perspective, a renewed mind. Because when we operate out of that perspective, it is then we know the importance of let your kingdom come. And as it is in heaven, so let it be on this earth. That is what a renewed mind does. Amen? Amen? And if you go a few chapters further in chapter 9, you know, we have this transfiguration. Yeah? In fact, transfiguration is a physical representation of a renewed mind. And John, who was the closest to Jesus, he saw Jesus in a very different form. Yes or no? This time he saw his eyes blazing with fire, you know, in all his majesty, all his glory. And looking at Jesus, you know what he said? As he is, so we are. Yes or no?
Yes or no? Yeah, where is it? No. This is like, you know, from John. 1 John 4,
verse 17. 1 John 4, 17.
So I'll just quickly, this is the last scripture. I want you to meditate on this and go home and, you know, go through this Gospel of Mark, especially the portions that I read for us. Yeah, because it's so very critical that, you know, we live in this world, you know, not as people with an earthly perspective. That would be so sad. Yeah, we need to be people who live with an earthly, a heavenly perspective. Amen? So 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as He is, so also we are we in heaven? In this world. See, your conversion is the first goal. What is the ultimate goal? That we live on this earth with a renewed mind. Sustained repentance. Not once in a lifetime repentance, but sustained repentance. Because that is what adjusts our perspective to the things and purposes of God. Amen? Amen. Shall we all rise up and shall we all commit to the Lord all these seeds that have been sown into our life, and can we ask God, God, I want to live with a renewed mind. And on my own I cannot do it. Father, this time I want to have a fresh hunger and thirst to read Your Word and to understand Your Word in its right perspective, so that I will live with a renewed mind. So that You will not look at me and say, do you yet not see and perceive and understand? Oh Father, we want to commit this time into Your hands, Father. We just want to thank You for the ministry of Your Word. And even as, Father, we go to our respective places, even as a new week begins, Father, help us to live this week with a renewed mind, a renewed perspective which comes from Your heaven, God. Father, I just want to prophesy Your goodness upon this precious flock, God. And I pray that You will establish the work of our hands. I pray that, Lord, Your goodness will shine in us, in and through us, God. And Lord, I pray that we will understand that our outer reality is a function of our inner reality. And so, Father, I pray that this week, Lord, we will work with the understanding that sometimes You work through us and not for us. Also that, Lord, Your name is glorified. So, Father, we just want to thank You and want to bless Your precious people. We want to pray even as we leave this hall, Lord, that Your presence will go with us. We'll experience the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the sweet and unbreakable fellowship of the Holy Spirit now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.